In an archaeological ceramics class at MU, students are learning how humans in the past made pottery. But about 3 years ago, anthropology professor Todd Van Poole started another class in response to a growing demand for professional archaeologists. Over the summer, students can earn credit for field work at a dig site in New Mexico.
They can learn how to use the tools properly, how to fill out the forms, and do all the things that we expect from a professional archaeologist.
A 2010 National Bureau of Labor Statistics report predicts that the number of jobs for archaeologists and anthropologists will increase a combined 28% between 2008 and 2018.
It would be a mistake for us to not modify our curriculum as new needs arise.
And changes are still ongoing. Van Poole says his department will add another course next spring aimed at making students better able to draw historical inferences from artifacts. These days, archaeology is more than excavating ancient tombs. The Missouri Department of Transportation hires archaeologists to check whether proposed construction and renovations along Interstate 70 might infringe on historical sites. That kind of work is called Cultural Resource Management, or CRM. Any developer that uses federal money must comply with historic preservation laws. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there will be a higher number of construction projects in the coming years, meaning an increased need for archaeologists. But some in Missouri say their business is what needs preservation. Craig Sturtevant is the president of the Environmental Research Center of Missouri, a private archaeology firm in Jefferson City. He says although his company has taken on nearly 5,000 projects since 1980, recent business has declined sharply.
Within the last, let's say 2 years, we are down to maybe 100 or less. In the last 4 months, maybe three or four. It's really gone down the tube.
Several archaeologists in Missouri and on the West Coast acknowledge that the recession hit the industry hard. But federally funded energy and construction projects are expected to spark new job growth. Terry Majewski is the president of a national trade organization for private preservation workers. She's cautiously optimistic about the future, but isn't sure whether students feel the same.
A lot of the younger people are now thinking, is this a good career, even though the academic realm has started to respond and come up with programs for them.
Majewski says although many universities were slow to react, she's now confident in archaeological programs they're offering. MU anthropology doctoral student Kyle Waller participated in that field class in New Mexico in 2009 and says he'll benefit from its real-world approach.
CRM job as a contractor for the government, I would be doing essentially the same thing I was doing with the Van Poole's Field School.
More than 50 MU students have taken the class since it started. With producer Min-Hee Kim, Andrew Gibson, KBIA News.